Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Waiting for another person to come on.
Okay.
Did you find the earlier class stimulating or confusing or
No, I thought you did a great job explaining the two trees and mirror images and which one sort of, I mean, you know, but I just kept quiet. I kept seeing the image of the tetragrammaton in the vertical position, and I wondered if there was a link there, but I just, because it didn't seem to fit, I didn't say anything.
Well, there is a link because that's the body of the of Adam. That's a human body.
Okay, but I didn't see the idea of two trees. So anyway, that's that image kept coming up, coming up, coming up.
Because ultimately, there is only one tree. In
Right.
the world of Atzilut, there is only one tree. But as soon as you get into Bria, you have these mirror images. And even in the world of Atzilut, you have a human body. It has a mirror image. But it's left and right, and top and bottom. Let's see, even that image of Hashem's name with in the shape of the vertical, that's a diagram of the Sephirot.
Well, you see a head, you know, you see, even though the head wasn't really mentioned, you know, Keter wasn't mentioned in that particular verse, but you know,
Right.
the two arms and the two legs, Netzach and Hod, and I mean, it's there, but I felt like the way that they were asking their questions, that I didn't think we needed another another image. But if it comes up again, I'll tell you.
No, not a problem. The verse or the way people were understanding things made things confusing. And that's very, very typical of the study of Kabbalah. It's why you need a teacher.
Jasmine.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok. How are you?
I'm well. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach B'Koach Gedulat Shemimcha Tati Seru Ra Aleph Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagdenu Tacharenu Nora Ufreshayan Suntet Nun Nagibor Dorshechutcha Givavat Shamren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kav Shin Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamren Betet Reish Tzadi Tav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berotucha Nael Adata Et Kufet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geah Lamcha Pene Zochre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadiyotah. The letters of the month of Cheshvan, the Dalet that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the Nun that created the constellation Akrav, the astrological sign of Scorpio. Together, the Dalet and the Nun spell the Hebrew word Din, which means or translates as judgment. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav chesed ve'emet, Notze chesed la'alafim, Noseah on wa'fesha, V'chata'av v'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty through the Zohar verse from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. And before we say that, I'll say a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Dhilu Dhilu Urchimu Le'ata L'shem Yud He Bevav He B'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananeihu. Rabbi Abba, Abba amar dekama atar taneinan dekudsha perichu koma diaved le'eila witata kolaihu kishok biovada. Deep shout, Belaid lach mila bialma, Divae barnash, Bedach yalea, Minea ulan haga, Beya kalana, Dehakulhu ovada, Deep shout, Inun, Wikola it's the reef, Bialma. Now we're going to connect to the year 5778, the year of bowing, in order to walk with Hashem. First, there are two verses that we will connect to with this energy. The first is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. וישכב אמנון ויתחב ויבוא המלך לראותו ויאמר אמנון אל המלך תבוא נא תמר אחותי ותלבב לעיני שתי לביבות וירא מידה. The second verse is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Het. The letters of the name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha v'avoni lo kisiti amarti ode alei. Peshai ladonai yohe wahe v'ata nasata avon. Chatati sela. The energy of the year 5777, known as the year of the goat. That year also, that energy also has two verses that we link to, connect to. The first is from Lamentations, it's chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letter of these five words, we create Tzatzkiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we get Dir Yam, translated as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Ki im ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 also has two verses that connect to its energy, which is the year of the pause. The first verse that we connect to is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu le'afshit et kol ha'olot Vayehaskum Achechem Halevim Ad Kelot Amlacha V'ad Yitkachu HaKohanim Ki Halevim Yishrei Levav Leitkadesh MeHaKohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei, La Lahei, Wa Wa Wa, Yola Yo Alame, Hei Hei Hei, Aka A, Rekacha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba'adonai yohei wahei ad-e'ad ki bi'ah yohei adonai yohei wahei tzur olamim. The year 5775, the year that swallows up death. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we read is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishemi meni lo tarpeni at bili ruki. Next, we connect to 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam asher yichabe sham ushaltem elai el nathon v'halakti itchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is from Job chapter 20 verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yom ru'ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy, and that is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami li'Israel untati v'shakan ta'akta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu. Bene avla anoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, and we do this by taking all 216 letters and put them with their root vowels, and then we pronounce them. Wahe wayo layo. Sayote alame meheshi lalahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awa heheya yozalame behe ereyo hekome la awa kalayo la wawa behela. Nulacha yo 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 mela hey 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 wa nuta hey hey ah ah yo re ta shi ah hey re yo yo ah wa me la ka be wa shi re yo hey wa la hey hey ka wa ko me nuta. Anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a ame me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo wa he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. There are three names that we make an extra connection to. Name number 13 has the energy of heaven on earth. The letters are Yud Zion Lamed, Yozala. Name number 14 has the energy of farewell to arms, Membet Hey, Mebe Hey. And name number 30, Aleph Vav Mem, Awame, has the energy of building bridges. And we learn from this that by building bridges between people, helping to remove conflict from the world, we can say farewell to arms. And this is the process that will bring heaven down to earth. The 72 names from the Tzaddikim we follow in the same manner, the letters with their root vowel. Wah, 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 yo, yo, la, yo, 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 sao, be, me, te, ah, ah, me, me, be, she, la, yo, hey, anu, ah, ta, me, ta, hey, hey, yo, anu, da, la, he, wa, hey, me, ah, yo, ta, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, la, wa, wa, ta, be, yo, la, yo, wa, pe, nu, la, Nu me cha yo he yo me nu hey 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 wa nu yo hey hey she ya yo re ta she ya hey re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa hey right yo yo wa la hey hey ka a ko me nu da pa nu yo hey wa me re hey ya yo hey za. Hey, she, hey, me, cock, sa, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey, sa, a, la, a, re, yo, a, la, me, sa, hey, wa, hey, wa, da, la, yo, hey, yo, she, a, la, me, nu, hey, a, nu, wa, ta, me, la, hey, be, a, yo, nu, ko, me, yo, re, la, hey, be, hey, me, za, re, Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. There's one name that connects to this, the energy of this year, 5778. It's the same name as name number 30 in both charts. That name is Aleph Vav Mem, Awa Me, and its essence is building bridges, which reinforces to us how important it is to build bridges among people, to remove conflict. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 18th day of Cheshvan, Rabbi Yaakov Friedman, Rabbi Yisrael Odesser, Rabbi Yeshaya Bardaki. Rabbi Raphael Baruch Toledano of Morocco, Rabbi Nachum Pertsovitz, and Rabbi Meir Kahani. And in the year 1990, he was assassinated on November 5th, but it's the 18th day of Cheshvan. In the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper, today's class is an essay continuing the study of essays by Rabbi Ashlag. You can find the handout in row 16 of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the right-hand column. When you open up that link to a landing page of his essays, and scroll down to class 31B, which is a continuation of the introduction to the Book of the Zohar, part 3. And we will start with section 69. From the above, we can thoroughly understand that the Torah also contains internality and externality, as does the entire world and everything in the world. Therefore, one who engages in the Torah has these two degrees as well, when one increases one's toil in the internality of the Torah and its secrets to that extent, one makes the virtue of the internality of the world, which are Israel, soar high above the externality of the world, which are the nations of the world. And all the nations will acknowledge and recognize Israel's merit over them until the realization of the words, and the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord. And another verse also, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will lift up my hand to the nations and set up my standard to the peoples, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. But if, God forbid, it is to the contrary, and a person from Israel degrades the virtue of the internality of the Torah and its secrets, which deals with the conduct of our souls and their decrees, and the perception and the tastes of the mitzvot with regard to the advantage of the externality of the Torah, which deals only with the practical part. Also, even if one does occasionally engage in the internality of the Torah and dedicates a little of one's time to it, when it is neither right night nor day, as though it were redundant, by that one dishonoring and degrades the internality of the world, which are the children of Israel, and enhances the externality of the world, which meaning the nations of the world, over them. They will humiliate and disgrace the children of Israel, and regard Israel as superfluous, as though the world has no need for them, God forbid. Furthermore, by that they make even the externality in the nations of the world overpower their own internality. For the worst among the nations of the world, the harmful and the destructors of the world, rise above their internality, which are the righteous of the nations of the world. And then they make all the ruin and the heinous slaughter of our generation that we had witnessed, the Shoah. May God protect us from here on. Thus you see that the redemption of Israel and the whole of Israel's merit depends on the study of the Zohar and the internality of the Torah, and vice versa. All the destruction and the decline of the children of Israel are because they have abandoned the internality of the Torah. They have degraded its merit and made it seemingly redundant. Pasuk 70. This is what is written in the Tikkunim, the corrections of the Zohar. Awaken and rise for the holy divinity, for you have an empty heart, without the understanding to know and to attain it, although it is within you. The meaning of it is, as it is written, that a voice pounds in the heart of each and every one of Israel to cry and to pray for raising the holy divinity, which is the collection of all the souls of Israel. But divinity says, I have no strength to raise myself off the dust, for all flesh is grass. They are all like beasts eating hay and grass. This means that they keep the mitzvot mindlessly, like beasts, and all the goodliness thereof is of the flower of the field, and all the good deeds that they do for themselves. An unwritten commentary. Now you begin to see the where and how the idea of the desire to receive for oneself alone comes into the picture. Continuing to read. That means that the mitzvahs, what they perform, they have no intention of doing them in order to bring contentment to their maker. Rather, they keep the mitzvot only for their own benefit. And even the best among them, who dedicate all their time to engagement in the Torah, do it only for the benefit of their own bodies, without the desirable aim to bring contentment to their maker. It is said about the generation of that time, a spirit leaves and will not return to the world, meaning the spirit of the Messiah, who must deliver Israel from all their troubles until the complete redemption, to keep the words, "For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord." That spirit had left and does not shine in the world. Woe unto them that make the spirit of Messiah leave and depart from the world and cannot return to the world. They are the ones that make the Torah dry, without any moisture of comprehension and reason. They confine themselves to the practical part of the Torah and do not wish to try to understand the wisdom of Kabbalah, to know and to understand the secrets of the Torah and the flavors of mitzvah. Woe unto them, for with these actions they bring about the existence of poverty, ruin, and robbery, looting, killing, and destructions in the world. Section 71. The reason for their worries is, as we have explained, that when all those who engage in the Torah degrade their own internality and the internality of the Torah, leaving it as though it were redundant in the world, and engage in it only at a time that is neither day nor night, and in this regard they are like blind searching the wall, by that they intensify their own externality, the benefit of their own bodies. Also, they consider the externality of the Torah higher than the internality of the Torah. And with these actions, they cause all the forms of externality in the world to overpower all the internal parts of the world, each according to its essence. This is so because the externality in the whole of Israel, meaning the nations of the world in them, overpowers and revokes the internality in the whole of Israel, which are those who are great in the Torah. Also, the externality in the nations of the world, the destructors among them, intensify and revoke the internality among them, which are the righteous of the nations of the world. Additionally, the externality of the entire world, being the nations of the world, intensify and revoke the children of Israel, the internality of the world. In such a generation, all the destructors among the nations of the world raise their heads and wish primarily to destroy and to kill the children of Israel. As it is written, no calamity comes to the world but for Israel. This means, as it is written in the above corrections, that they cause poverty, ruin, robbery, killing, and destruction in the whole world. And through our many faults, we have witnessed to all that is said in the above-mentioned tikkunim. And moreover, the judgment struck the very best of us, as our sages said, and it started with the righteous first. And of all the glory of Israel had in the countries of Poland and Lithuania and others, there remains but the relics in our holy land. It is upon us, the relics, to correct that dreadful wrong. Each of us remainders should take upon himself heart and soul to henceforth intensify the internality of the Torah and give it its rightful place according to its merit over the externality of the Torah. And then each and every one of us will be rewarded with intensifying his own internality, meaning the Israel within us, which is the needs of the soul over our own externality, which is the nations of the world within us. That is the needs of the body. That force will come to the whole of Israel until the nations of the world within us recognize and acknowledge the merit of the great sages of Israel over them and will listen to them and obey them. Also, the internality of the nations of the world, the righteous of the nations of the world, will overpower and submit their externality, which are the destructors. And the internality of the world also, which are Israel, shall rise in all their merit and virtue over the externality of the world, which are the nations. Then all the nations of the world will recognize and acknowledge Israel's merit over them, and they shall follow the words. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord. And also, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. That is what is written in the Zohar. Through this composition, which is the book of Zohar, they will be delivered from exile with mercy. And may we say Amen. And would that it be so, Ken Yehi Ratzon. That is the end of this section, the end of this essay. This essay is the introduction to the book of the Zohar. It was a speech, a drash, that Rabbi Ashlag gave on the first time the printed Zohar was revealed. Are there any questions?
Oh, I know.
I'm going. Yes, Jasmine.
You know, it's very significant what you have read on the introduction of the Zohar, and it kind of related with the all the things that are happening lately, you know, in the world, or those. All that judgment that is coming, you know, that has been happening. So,
yes.
This comment.
It is very true. It's part of the spreading of the wisdom of the Zohar. That's exactly what we just read. That's the culmination of the introduction to the Zohar. It's why Rabbi Ashlag translated it into Hebrew from the Aramaic. And then the Kabbalah Center translated it into English, and now there's other, I believe it's one other person, group of people translated it into English as well, but they never printed it with the Aramaic, so you can't be sure of their translation. That's not to impugn the people who did the translation. It's just, as we teach, you have to be in the right place at the right time with the right kavanah, with the right action. We have time to start the next essay. But I don't want to start the next essay, which is the Panim Me'rot Umas Briot. That's numbers 32 and 33 on the handout, on the landing page. And so if we go to number 34, it's the introduction to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Number one, it is written in the Zohar, in Vayikra, and also in Parashat Tazria, come and see, all that exists in the world exists for man, and everything exists for him. As it is written, then the Lord Hashem formed man with a full name, as we have established, that he is the whole of everything and contains everything, and all that is above and below in all other directions, dimensions, is included in this image of creation of everything. Thus it explains that all the worlds, both upper and lower, are included in man. And also the whole of reality within those worlds is only for man. And we should understand that these words is this world and everything in it, which serves him and benefits him, too little for man, that he needs the upper worlds and everything within them also. After all, they were created solely for his needs, mankind's needs. Section 2. Feel free to stop me at any point if you have a question or a comment. Section 2. To explain this matter to the fullest, I would have to introduce the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah. But in general, matters will be sufficiently explained within this book so as to understand them. The essence of it is that the Creator's intention in creation was to delight his creatures. Certainly, as soon as he contemplated creating the souls and delighting them abundantly, they immediately emerged from before him, complete in form and with all the delights he had planned to bestow upon them. This is because in him, the thought alone completes, and he does not need actions as we do. Accordingly, we should ask, why did he create the worlds restriction by restriction, using binding by striking, after binding by striking, down to this murky world, and clothe the souls in the murky bodies of this world? In essence, Rabbi Ashlag is asking, why did you create man? Section 3. The answer to that is written in the Tree of Life, to bring to light the perfection of his deeds. The Tree of Life is the book Etz Chaim that was written by Rabbi Chaim Vital on the teachings of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Yet we need to understand, how could it be that incomplete operations would stem from a complete operator, to the point that they would require completion through an act in this world? This question is, how can something imperfect come from something that is perfect? The thing is that we should distinguish between light and kli, light and vessel, in the souls. The essence of the souls that were created is the kli in them, and all the bounty that he had planned to impart to them with and to delight them is the light in them. This is because since he had planned to delight them, he necessarily made them as a desire to receive his pleasure, since the pleasure and the delight increase according to the measure of desire to receive the abundance. And know that the will to receive is the very essence of the soul with regard to the generation and elicitation existence from above. This is considered the Kli of the soul, which, while the joy and the abundance are considered the light of the soul, extending existence, from his essence. Section 4. Explanation. Creation refers to the appearance of something that did not exist before. This is considered existence from absence. Yet how do we picture something that is not included in him, since he is almighty and includes all of them together? And also, one does not give what is not in him. As we have said, the whole of creation that he created is only the Kalim, plural for Kli, of the souls, which is the will to receive. This is quite clear, since he necessarily does not have a will to receive, as from whom would he receive? Hence, this is truly a new creation, not a trace of which existed previously, and is hence considered existence from absence. This section is talking about the concept of Yesh Miayin. Yesh, there is, Miayin, from nothing. Section 5. We should know that the unification and separation applied in spirituality relate only to the equivalence of form and the disparity of form. This is because if two spiritual objects are of the same form, they are united, and they are one and not two, since there is nothing to separate them from one another. They can only be discerned as two when there is some disparity of form between them. Also, to the extent of their disparity of form, so is the measure of their distance from one another. Thus, if they are of opposite forms, they are considered as remote as the east from the west, meaning the greater distance we can picture in reality. Starting in section 6, we're changing the subject a little bit to discuss the meaning and the creation of the light. So I am going to stop here and ask again, does anybody have any questions or comments? Tomorrow at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock will be our Tikkuni Zohar class. That is the highest level of Zohar that can be taught. I hope you'll join us. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.